In New Orleans, the grim search for survivors and the dead goes on. In the city's famed French Quarter, some residents have refused to evacuate. They've said they'll carry on with the unique flair you can only find on Bourbon Street, as NPR's Philip Davis reports.
There's surprisingly little damage on the narrow streets and byways of the French Quarter. True, some grocery stores and a Walgreens have been looted of food and other goods. And true, there was garbage on the streets and there's no water or power. But some residents said it can look worse after Mardi Gras. And almost all of the quarter's old buildings with their delicate wrought iron railings and gaslight lamps survived intact. Teddy Sanker was sitting outside the century-old house on Dumaine Street that she's lived in for the past 25 years.
I mean, we really lucked out here in the French Quarter. You know, the old settlers knew where to go, you know? In fact, if you go down to Johnny White's, it's the only bar that's open. If you want me to walk you down there, I will.
Johnny White's bar, a dark little joint at the corner of Bourbon and Orleans Streets, never closes. At least, that's what the sign says. It stayed open even as the building was battered by Katrina's winds. Now, it's become a badly needed place for people to blow off the tension of the past week. Joseph Bellamy, the bartender, was busy serving drinks to a motley crowd of locals.
We love the history and the architecture and the whole mystique of the French Quarter. That's why we're here, and that's what we're here to defend. We're here to protect, and we're here to clean up. We're organizing a cleanup crew. We've been handing out food. We've been handing out clothes and water to anybody who needs it.
The Quarter's lifeblood is tourism. This weekend, some 90,000 people had been expected to converge on the quarter for the 33rd annual Southern Decadence Parade, a costumed extravaganza that is especially popular with gay people nationwide. Yesterday, only about a dozen people gathered in front of Johnny White's at the appointed hour, but the parade did go on. They danced through deserted streets. About the only onlookers they had along the parade route were the constantly patrolling police officers, one of whom approached the revelers.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good.
I appreciate y'all keeping everybody's spirits up and everything, but just don't want y'all wandering out here aimlessly. It's still...
Decadence.
Oh my God, we had the decadence meeting. I didn't know we were still going on.
And so the marchers continued on their way. But Woody Stambaugh, who was dressed in a white ship's captain's outfit, said they were all fully aware of the devastation in the rest of the city.
We just figured with all the everything that's going on that it was time that life does go in the quarter, does go in the city of New Orleans. The city has got more to offer, and we're going to build back bigger and better than we ever had before. We're going to do it right.
And if the rebirth of this ravished city has to start anywhere, it might as well be in the neighborhood often described as the soul of New Orleans. Philip Davis, NPR News, New Orleans.